from each state and designated that player as the College Hockey Inc. College Player of the Year. So when you look at it, I mean, the states that have a lot of hockey players, if you're the College Hockey Player of the Year in the state of, you know, Minnesota, but Michigan, I mean, there's some, you look at some of the players that are from the state of Michigan, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So for Tanner to receive that award, good for him. And, you know, I'm proud of him. We're proud of him. But he's had a great senior year. He's done a fabulous job. And that's what you want out of your seniors. You want your seniors to have their best year. And he has. And you know, he's being, rewarded for that. And I appreciate that, because it's a lot of times, you know, a lot of things you do go unnoticed. And Tanner's been recognized for all his contributions, not only on the ice, Dirk, but for off the ice too. So good for Tanner, and expect him to finish out the next month and a half here, just the way he's played all year.
He has 17 goals, 23 assists for 40 points in 32 games played. He's just, he's right up there in every category right now, and he's just such an all-around player. That's what's, I think, so impressive about him.
Well, that's it. He can play in any situation. He can play on your power play. He can kill penalties for you. He can play on the wing. He can take draws for you. You know, he blocks shots. He's got good speed. Play strong on the puck, you know, and he's a great leader, you know. And then away from the rink, he does everything you want a player to do. You know, he trains hard, watches what he eats, and, you know, takes care of his body. Great student, you know, he's in the classroom, and he's you know, was a 4.0 last semester. So I tell our assistant coaches that there's the guy I want. Go find me about Tana Hamm.
Exactly.
but they're hard to find.
Easier job with a guy like
that. Well, they're hard to find. Yeah. And he's a special player. And that's why I want the fans to come out and recognize a senior, especially a local youth like Tanner, who grew up in the system here, who has had a lot of people really help him along the way to get where he has. And I just think, to show him the appreciation that, we have for him as a community would be great to have a sold-out crowd against Northern Michigan to not only honor him, but all our seniors. And, you know, Blake Kietl is another one who's came up through the system, and maybe he doesn't get the recognition of Tanner, but what he's overcome and where he's come from has been huge too. So I give those guys a ton of credit. Be what more fitting than to have a sold-out crowd against Northern Michigan to honor those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk more about that and the series coming up this weekend. Plus, we're going to start answering your questions now just to make sure we get them all in. You can still get your question into us, DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues live right after this on Mix 93.
Check out these monthly deals at Bucko's. All 15 and 18 packs of beer on sale. Pepsi 12-pack products, 2 for $8. All 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Stock up with groceries with Bucko's expanded food line. Stay warm with Keweenaw alpaca gear. Sold only at Bucko's, your exclusive alpaca outlet. Press your luck on the all-new Lucky for Life lottery game. All sales do not include taxes or deposits. At Bucko's Party Store.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and people seemed to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ, as we are going to go to our questions, go to the email box, and get to our questions. Coach, this is one that slipped through the cracks last week. So this was actually given to us last week, with presumably most important series of the year coming up next. What do you tell you guys about taking penalties? More specifically, how to handle situations where they need to protect their goalie or fellow player? Are there circumstances you would push to turn the other cheek mentally? This would be in reference to the scrum in the third period at UAA, where the replay showed Johnstone doing something that could have been suspension worthy. This is their writing.
Yeah, no, definitely, you know, with everything on the line here, this is where you want to make sure that you're very disciplined, and you have to let the referees take care of the game, and that's what we've been talking about a lot lately. So, you know, it's going to be an intense series. There's going to be some extracurricular activities, I'm sure, but we have to make sure we maintain our composure, and there's no question about it. And, you know, all these guys have equipment on, and you have a face mask and whatnot, and you know, and Jamie's a big, strong kid. He can protect himself. So at this point, you know, you're not going to get hurt or hurt anybody, hopefully. So it just, you know, stay away from it, you know, just turn the cheek, you know, beat them on the scoreboard. And we talked about that a lot. Play the game, play hard between the whistles, but after that, stop it. And I know in reference to the David Johnstone situation, their guy came after David, and David all was just trying to basically protect himself, and they got it right. They gave the guy, you know, one of the guys got a 5-minute major on Anchorage, because he went after Reed Sturrows too after that, and basically cross-checked him in the face. So there was some stuff going on there. I mean, the game was out of hand, and I thought the referees did a good job in that situation, understanding what's at stake. And, you know, I know who the referees are this weekend, and, you know, they've already made comment that they can't wait for the series. I mean, they're looking forward to it, too. Sure. They want to be in these games, and they understand what's riding on the line for both teams. So I'm sure they'll do an excellent job, and, you know, I'm sure they'll, you know, like I said, be ready for it. And just like, you know, Minnesota State will, and we will, you know, there's too many important games coming up that you don't want anything going on. But I know it's going to be a hard-fought, intense game, just like they were up here. I mean, there was some good hitting, and, you know, guys going to the net and whatnot. So, but you have to protect the goalies, and we got to be careful anywhere around the net.
And of course, one bad penalty could change the complexion of the game. I mean, could win a game for somebody.
Well, it could, and that's why, you know, we always talk about penalties. The only penalties you like to take are ones that are going to save a goal, and one where your, you know, teammate's in a real vulnerable position, and you want to try and protect them. But that's not going to be. I don't think anybody's going to get in that situation this weekend.
Assuming Tech makes the NCAAs, will the extra practice time translate into a better team for next season? That's an interesting question.
Yeah, you know, that's sort of like football. When you get in a bowl game, you get all that extra practice time. So, you know, I don't know if it will. I think what you can't replace, though, is the experience of playing an NCAA tournament. That's huge, you know. I was fortunate to be at Michigan. I think we were in it for 21 straight years when I was there in the NCAA tournament. And each year when you were in that tournament, the experience you got from it really helped, you know, and just myself personally, I really learned a lot, especially from those early years when we got in the tournament and different situations, how much pressure to put on your team, when to back off, how much practice time you need. Every year is different, but still, you can learn from all those different situations and going forward. So I think if we're fortunate enough to get in the NCAA tournament this year, I think the practice time isn't as valuable as just the overall experience itself of playing in the tournament, and you know, just the environment and the intensity of the games, because it really is ratcheted up another level. You know, like I said, I've been involved in a lot of them, and really seen what takes place. So and it's hard to prepare for that unless you've been in it. It's like anything, you know, unless you've been in that situation, you're not quite sure what you're going to be in. So fortunately for us, our whole coaching staff has been in situations like that, and hopefully if we are fortunate enough to get in, that we can at least, you know, add something or explain that to our team or put them in a situation where we understand it better.
What percentage of the recruiting process, Coach, is scouting for new recruits, for new commitments, and monitoring the progress of existing commitments?
Yeah, that's a good question. We just talked about that yesterday. Really, the recruiting process starts, I think, once you get a commitment. It seems like this day and age, you know, It isn't, but you know, you have the recruiting process, then you get a verbal commitment, or someone, you know, signs a letter of intent, then